Wednesday morning, we love talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing today, Jeff?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not so bad. Just drawing back the curtain, I sent Jeff an email this morning saying, mate, I'd like to talk about induction hot plates because we just recently bought a couple and they're fantastic. I don't need to ask any questions. I just wanted to say they're great.
Look, they are pretty amazing, and it is magic that literally when you lift the pan off, you can put your hand exactly where it was cooking, and it's completely cool. It's quite spooky in that way.
It really is. And on top of that, our kettle broke recently, and the missus said, I'll go and buy a new kettle. I'm going, hang on a second, grab a saucepan and see how quick it takes to boil it. It takes less than 30 seconds to boil it, which is quicker than any jug I can think of.
It is. However, you do know that there are kettles that have Wi-Fi built in and that you can talk to now. I mean, boiling the kettle from your bedroom is pretty exciting. Well, but you missed that opportunity.
I didn't. This is why we're having this discussion.
Good.
So tell me about my Wi-Fi kettle that I'm going to get.
Look, this is crazy. I think almost every appliance in the kitchen this year is becoming connected. And what I mean by that is they've always been connected to power and or an alternative source, but you know, you can now talk to so many of the devices in your home. And I know for a fact that, I mean, my coffee machine, I can control through an app. So I could be getting out of the shower and using my phone, just quickly start making my coffee so that it's sitting there waiting for me when I'm ready. But you can do that with smart kettles now, which work with voice assistants. So you could just ask your Google speaker to start boiling the kettle. And you can actually even get it to boil to a certain temperature and maintain that temperature until you actually get there. So if you're, you know, running a few minutes late to make that cup of tea, the kettle won't have actually cooled down. It'll just be sitting there waiting for you to come and pour.
Which obviously I think is fantastic technology, but my mind goes to what happens in the future. Is it possible that the Wi-Fi unit itself, if that breaks, can that be replaced or can something else be added to it? How do you think they're going to go on a longevity point of view, Jeff?
Look, I think from a longevity point of view, I think our biggest concern will be cybersecurity, to be honest. I mean, the more devices that we have connected to the internet, the bigger the risk of something being hacked. I mean, my concern is that I come home and someone's hacked into my oven and has turned it on, or I've got something cooking in there and someone turns it off. I think there is some risk around that, but I think the biggest concern that you know, to your point, is all these devices that are connected, we almost don't want to lose the knobs and the buttons, because what if our internet goes down? Does that mean I can't use my stove or my kettle? That's a bit of a concern.
Although the picture you've just painted has taken me to some sort of a strange Westworld where all of the appliances have been hacked and they're starting to attack me. Have I gone too far, Jeff?
No, look, you haven't. And to be honest, I think it was in 2016, 500 million CCTV cameras which were connected to the internet were hacked, and they were used to bring down websites and government institutions that were online, because anything that's connected to the internet could potentially be broken into and used by cyber criminals. So it does happen, but they can't walk and attack us just yet. They're just isolated devices.
So you think it could actually get to the point, I mean, I think we've spoken before, dishwasher, fridge, microwave, stove, kettle now, pretty much all of the items that we use in the kitchen, short of the cake maker, could be connected and we could use remotely in some small way.
Yeah, completely the case. I mean, the example is that you're driving home from work and you just ask your smart assistant in the car to start preheating the oven because you know what you need to cook, but it takes a while to preheat an oven, so you can start that while you're on your way home. Or even actually asking your assistant to tell you what's in the fridge and what suggestions of recipes you could be cooking tonight. Because if the fridge knows what's in there, it can use an internet database to search recipes with those ingredients and give you suggestions. If you accept that suggestion, it will automatically start preheating your oven for you if needed, and potentially even telling the dishwasher what kind of load to expect in the evening. I mean, this is a real thing that we're seeing this year.
Yeah, well, thank God I'm married, because as a single man, the fridge would be telling me that, as usual in the freezer, you've got too many ice cubes and half a pack of frozen beans. Do something else.
Well, let me give you the single man's objective here is you could be walking through your grocery store, scan the barcode of a frozen pizza, and it will send the cooking instructions automatically to your oven. So that way, as soon as you get home, that frozen pizza goes in the oven, it's ready to go, the timer is already set, and it will just tell you when to go and take it out so you can start eating.
And taking it a step further, you have a couple of beers, you're watching the football, maybe you're not off. If you burn that pizza, does it automatically call Domino's to come and bring another couple to your door? Or is that too far? Have I gone too far, mate?
No, I love that idea, because if it can automatically unlock your door, the Domino's guy will maybe even walk in and just place it next to you.
We're through the looking glass now, Jeff. We're through the looking glass.
I like it.
Mate, as always, thank you very much for talking some technology. We'll catch up next week.
Thank you.